It's time now for our Fall City Sacred Heart Coaches Show, our first visit this year with Sacred Heart Head Coach Doug Goltz. Coach, I guess welcome to 2011.
Thank you.
And coming in, is everybody ready for the start of the football season, first of all, coming in this week?
Yeah, I think we're ready to go as far as, we've had a good 4 weeks to get ready for game one. And, of course, the players, I think, are tired of practicing and want to get to a ball game. So we're ready. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of unknowns going into the first game of the season, but I think it's time for a game.
And I think it's fair to say that you have some fairly good expectations coming in. I've finished last year with advancing to the second round of the playoffs, and I guess I wanted to maybe keep that kind of success going.
Yeah, I mean, our goal is always to get into the playoffs, and last year was a successful season. The goals are still the same. Our attitude is still to try to become the best team we can by the end of the season, but we certainly have a lot of new faces. There'll be a lot of players out there that really haven't played much varsity football.
I guess always a chance, I guess, maybe get that 4 weeks of practice. Does that help having to not have played last week, to have maybe that extra practice time?
Well, I think it's helpful. I mean, it seems like a long time before that game one, but you're able to maybe get a few more practices in that you didn't get a few years ago. I think it might help a little bit with conditioning. We didn't have very many two-a-day practices, which, I think is a good thing, too, that we're able to get more done. But at the same time, I think the kids really want to get out there on the field and are ready for a game.
All right. And opening at home this Friday night against Diller O'Dell. We'll be back more with Sacred Heart head coach Doug Goltz right after this. Welcome back to our Sacred Heart Coaches Show. Matthew Leaf along with Irish head coach Doug Goltz, and opening the season at home this weekend against Diller O'Dell. Have the Griffins coming in. I don't know really what to know about coming into the season and their first game of the season, so I guess everybody kind of starting out on an even playing field here.
Yeah, even somewhat. I mean, I think, we've played Diller O'Dell the last few years. But besides it being the first game where coaches are going to maybe run some new things, they have a new coach. So that puts us maybe even more in the dark as far as what to prepare for. They can watch film from last year, and I've been coaching 24 years, and we've run a lot of the same things year after year. In this case, with them having a new coach, we've really had to get ready for just about anything and everything, because we have no idea what they're going to run offensively and defensively.
I guess it maybe comes down to the fundamentals then, and that just having to do the fundamentals well.
Yeah, fundamentals and just being able to adjust. I mean, our kids are going to have to be able to adjust after we see, what they're trying to do on both sides of the ball. And, typically you scout an opponent and you've worked on some things that specifically work against a specific defense or things that you want to try to take away from them if you know what their base offense is. But, we're going to have to wait and kind of see how that all plays out.
I guess the last few years you've kind of, had the upper hand in that matchup with Diller O'Dell. So I guess them coming in with a new coach, you guys say you don't know what to expect, but I guess coming in, players might feel pretty comfortable against that team then.
Well, I hope not too comfortable because, if we take a look at their roster, they have seven starters from both sides of the ball back, kids that, played a lot of varsity football last year and at the end of the season had played as two-way starters for them. We have two guys in that situation. The rest of our guys are pretty green, and it'll be their first time starts as a varsity player, and some of these kids just really haven't played much varsity football at all for us.
Are you pretty healthy coming into the season?
Yeah, we're healthy. We have 31 boys out, which is great. you know, the participation is super here at Sacred Heart to get all those kids out, and we're healthy. We've had a good 4 weeks where kids have been able to practice and stay healthy, and we should be full speed.
All right, again, Friday night, Sacred Heart opening at home at Jug Brown Stadium against Diller Odell. And Coach Goltz, thank you for taking time to talk with us on our Sacred Heart Coaches Show.
Thank you.
That is the Fall City Sacred Heart Coaches Show, and I'm Matthew Leaf.